tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another fantastic episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And inshallah, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss an interesting topic, alhamdulillah, and that is virtues of sound character. And alhamdulillah, I'm in the company of the great Muballigh of Da'wat-e-Islami, His Eminence Sayyid Muhammad Madani Madazilhul Ali. Jazakallah Sayyidi for being part of this program.
Ameen. Ayyakum.
Let's first and foremost recite Salat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The beloved Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated that the one closest to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, when it comes to the character building, Islam places high emphasis on sound character building. It is a valuable quality for a healthy and social life. Sunnah character is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the greatest human being ever to walk the earth is our beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
Whom Allah azza wa jal describes in the Holy Quran to have the great character and great manners. Khuluqin azim. And mashallah, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he has taught us these beautiful characters, these beautiful manners, so as his ummah, we need to adopt the character of the most perfect human being to ever walk the earth, and that is none other than Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi, when we discuss a sound character, the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to mind, and there was none like him, and there will never be anyone like him.
Definitely.
Subhanallah. So he has taught us how to truly be a human being.
Yes.
How to feel the pain of others. How to be kind to others. How to be generous. How to share your moments of happiness. How to feed others while you are hungry.
Subhanallah.
So him, his Sahaba, his Ahlul Bayt, they all have passed on these beautiful teachings, alhamdulillah.
Yes, subhanallah. Also, you know, if someone wants to beautify the character and, you know, have these good manners, these good morals and ethics, then one should look at the beautiful personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is an embodiment of good character. And once Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was asked that what is the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she replied by saying his character was the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. Meaning his character, the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was in accordance with the Holy Quran. You know, when we read through the seerah, through the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the amount of unique qualities that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, subhanallah, it is a miracle. I mean, for someone to be so forgiving, for someone to be so merciful, for someone to be so tolerant, so forbearant, all of these are the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even those that caused harm to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those that caused harm to the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even showed mercy on those people. And we've seen in the conquest of Makkah, how there were even those people present at the conquest of Makkah who had harmed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the 53 years that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent in Makkah. The kuffar of Makkah, the amount of troubles they caused to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the amount of difficulties, they would place thorns in his pathway, they would throw stones at him. And despite all of this, when the conquest of Makkah happened, what was the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He had full authority to do what he would want to do, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose to forgive all of those people at the conquest of Makkah. And subhanallah, moved by this, imagine the impact it had about forgiving another fellow Muslim. And this is something that we need to learn. And you know, having good character, it entails a lot of things. And one of it is forgiving others. Forgiving others, being patient, showing gratitude towards others, pleasing others. All of it falls under the category of having good character, of having good manners. So if someone out there wants to better their character, there is none better to look at than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Subhanallah, Sayyidi. Truly, Imam Ambusiri rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, and he describes the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Qasida Burda Sharif, and he says, فَمَا تَطَاوَلُ أَعْمَالُ الْمَدِيحِ لَا مَا فِيهِ مِنْ كَرَمِ الْأَخْلَاقِ وَالشِّيَامِ. How can his admirers praise the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for it is beyond the ability of a man to do justice to the sweetness and greatness of his character.
Allahu Akbar.
And then in the next share he says, أَكْرِمْ بِخَلْقِ نَبِيٍ زَانَهُ خُلُقٌ بِالْحُسْنِ مُشْتَمِلٍ بِالْبِشْرِ مُتَسِمِ مَوْلَايَ صَلِّ وَسَلِّمْ دَائِمًا أَبَدًا عَلَى حَبِيبِكَ خَيْرِ الْخَلْقِ كُلِّهِمِ. It means, what a beautiful manner Allah has made the bodily figure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What beauty those pleasant smiles display that on the sacred face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are the signs of happiness and liveliness.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Sayyidi Al-Hazrat says that when someone sees the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is full of life. And he fills others with this beautiful aura and this persona, that on the day of judgment, when everyone will be on the brink of losing hope, at that point in time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when people will see him, he says that jis taraf ut gai dam me dam aa gaya. In whichever direction Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would look, people will, as if they will be breathed alive again. Subhanallah. And then jis taraf ut gai dam me dam aa gaya us nigah e inayat pe lakho salam. Such is the blessed eyesight of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then it is mentioned that kana lil ajanibi kal walid yahullu uqadahum wa yakfi muhimmahum wa balagha husnu khuluqihi ila annahum lamma kasaru sinnuhu qala allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun.
Subhanallah.
And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was like a father figure even to strangers. He would solve their problems and eliminate their difficulties. His good conduct stretched to a level where when his enemies broke his Mubarak tooth, Allah, he made dua for them instead. Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. O Allah, guide my people, for they do not know me. And the root cause of corruption nowadays, we see a lot of character defect. Corruption, cheating, indecency,
yes,
malice, jealousy, arguments, quarrels, fights, you name it. It's everywhere.
Right.
And one great cause of it is the flaw of character.
Yes.
Let's say, for example, if there is somebody who's humble,
mm-hmm.
and you tell him few words every now and again, he will not take it to heart, take it upon his ego, and fight back with you. But if that person is arrogant, you just have to do a little bit to trip on his toes. And then you will see the drama after that.
Mm.
So humility is a great quality. And it brings peace. Whereas arrogance, the person is full of themselves.
Mm.
You tell him one word and that person will take it upon his ego. How come you insult me in this manner? What do you think of me? You know, nowadays this is how people talk. And they will go on and on until that little argument turns into a big fight.
Mm. And that too unnecessarily.
Yes.
Out of nothing.
You see it in the families too.
Yeah.
And then there are those people who are heavily involved in corruption. Anything and everything goes under the sun. Sweep it under the carpet.
Mm.
They can commit the biggest of crimes. But their character, the flaw in their character, their lack of empathy, their lack of concern for others, their conscience allows them.
Mm-hmm. You know, Masab, that is, you know, what you've mentioned is actually so true, because nowadays, you know, this quality of sympathy and empathy, right? Sympathy is, you know, to acknowledge someone else's pain or someone else's difficulty. You know they're going through a difficulty. And on the other hand, you get empathy, is where you put yourself into that person's situation, as we say in English, you know, put yourself in another person's shoes, right?
Yes.
So these qualities we hardly see today, sympathy and empathy, to feel for another fellow Muslim out there. And subhanAllah, these two qualities were possessed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
I mean, to really put yourself in somebody else's shoes, that goes to show that you got some humanity in you.
Yes, you got some heart.
Yes. And it is not very far-fetched. We do see people
mm-hmm.
that they are so cold-hearted.
Right.
They can do the worst to anyone and not feel anything about it.
Yes.
There is no guilt, there is no remorse.
Absolutely.
Why?
Nothing.
And it's a psychological issue.
Right. No, 100%.
Sometimes they are psychologically challenged that they can't feel the pain of others. Mm. They are inflicting pain to others, those around them, and they can't feel it.
Instead, they derive a certain pleasure from
it. Yes, at times.
Yeah.
There are certain conditions that they develop. Mm. And because they have this missing piece, this empathy that makes us human,
yes.
who does not feel the pain of others, he doesn't deserve the title of a human being.
Allahu Akbar.
So to be human is to be sympathetic,
yes.
to have empathy, to have consideration for someone else other than yourself. And there are numerous ahadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where we are taught this quality.
Yes.
If there is someone who needs help, go help. If there is someone who is asking for kindness, who needs your kindness,
yeah.
go show kindness to that person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man la yarham, la yurham." One who does not show compassion and mercy will not be treated mercifully.
Allah.
There's a beautiful hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us to develop our character by comparing, let's say, for example, by holding each other accountable.
Right.
And there's a concept that, you know, in some therapies, they will tell you, they will make you accountability partner.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, let's say, for example, you and I, let's say, for example, we got similar issues.
Right.
And we want to better ourselves.
Okay.
So we can become an accountability partner. Uh-huh. Wherever you see me sleeping, you will remind me you're going wrong there. Come back on track.
So we're like rectifying each
other. Yes, rectifying each other in a beautiful manner, right. Alhamdulillah, way you bring the best out of each other. Mm-hmm. And regarding that, Subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given this therapy way before.
Allah.
He says, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that a believer is the mirror of his brother. إِذَا رَأَى فِيهَا عَيْبًا أَصْلَحَهُ. When he sees a flaw in it, he rectifies it.
Subhanallah.
How often do we do that? Even if we want to do it, yeah. Approach the person in an appropriate manner and politely explain to him, brother, I saw you doing this. This is not right. Mm. You can't ill-treat people like that. And see how upset they get at you. Mm-hmm. Although you took all the precautions.
Yeah.
But inshallah, it will slowly but surely. We have to make sure that when we are rectifying somebody, we don't do it publicly, first of all.
That's very important, actually.
Take him in confidence. Approach him in a good manner, alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. In our Dawat Islam, we have been taught politeness, kindness, subhanallah. Instead of just calling somebody anyhow, we say Madina.
Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah. So there is this love and compassion among ourselves,
yes.
And we extend it outwardly. And when we approach people with this beautiful approach that Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Ali al-Sunnah approach that he has taught us, how to rectify someone. First of all yourself, and then extend it outwardly. You want to rectify someone, go approach them privately and be a sympathetic person.
Yes.
Not just anybody who's out there to get you. You're not policing people. You are striving. This is our mission,
yeah.
To strive to reform ourselves and the people of the entire world. Mm. And in doing so, we need to take utmost care that person we are going to rectify, it mustn't be the case that he runs away.
Yes.
It must be the case that he comes to the path.
And you don't know. This is, it's so accurate what you are saying, because what actually attracts people is a person's character. They would look at the character of a person and they would be attracted towards that person. Otherwise, if someone is ill-mannered and ill-charactered, he got a bad character and he does this, he does that bad, I mean, which person would be attracted to him? Which
True.
Person would want to be in his company? So yes, having a good character is a very good trait, and it's actually mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he says that there is nothing heavier on the scale of deeds than having good character. So imagine, you know, the magnitude of having good character. And you know, when it comes to treating others, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions, and treat people with beautiful character. Treat people with beautiful character. So if I want to be treated with respect, with love, with mercy, etc., I need to show respect, I need to show love, I need to show mercy, then only I will receive it. You know, they say you give respect and you take respect. You cannot demand respect. For one who demands respect, he is actually making a fool out of himself, because no one will respect him. Rather, everyone would end up disrespecting him. So these are, you know, some factors that we have to keep in mind when it comes to good character, because all of this falls under good character.
Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, we are listening to the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now it is time that we have a beautiful kalam that
Masha
is in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose hadith we are discussing, mashallah. And it is a beautiful kalam written and penned by His Eminence Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. And beautifully written, he says, Ne'mate baatta, jis samt wo nishan gaya, saath hi munshi rahmat ka kalam daan gaya. Let's inshallah Azza wa Jal listen to this kalam in the melodious voice of our Rukneshura Haji Abdul Habib Attari.
MashaAllah.
Damat Barakatum Da'aliya. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, after that we'll return and discuss our topic of today. Sallu ala al-Habib,
sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasulallah, Ya Habib Allah, Nemate baatta jis samt wo zeeshaan gaya, saath hi munshi rahmat ka kalam da. کی طرف دھیان گیا لے خبر جلد کے غیروں کی طرف دھیان گیا میرے مولا میرے آقا تیرے قربان گیا میرے مولا میرے آقا تیرے قربان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا آہ وہ آنکھ کے ناکام تمنا ہی رہی ناکام تمنا ہی رہی ہائے وہ دل جو تیرے در سے پورا ارمان گیا ہائے وہ دل جو تیرے در سے پورا ارمان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا دل ہے وہ دل جو تیری یاد سے معمور رہا سے معمور رہا سر ہے وہ سر جو تیرے قدموں پہ قربان گیا سر ہے وہ سر جو تیرے قدموں پہ قربان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا انہیں جانا انہیں مانا نہ رکھا غیر سے کام انہیں جانا
لله الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان گیا لله الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا آج لے ان کی پناہ آج مدد مانگ ان سے آج لے ان کی پناہ آج مدد مانگ ان سے پھر نہ مانیں گے قیامت میں اگر مان گیا پھر نہ مانیں گے قیامت بے اگر مان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا جان و دل ہوش و خرد سب تو مدینے پہنچے جان و دل ہوش و خرد سب تو مدینے پہنچے تم نہیں چلتے رضا سا راتو سامان گیا تم نہیں چلتے رضا سا راتو سامان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم Welcome back dear viewers and as we discussing our topic for today and that is virtues of sound character What are the benefits, Sidi? What benefit do we obtain from having a good character? And subhanallah, there is one great objective we receive, we attain, we conquer, is perfection of Iman.
Yes.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in his Mubarak hadith, إِنَّ مِنْ أَكْمَلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا وَأَلْطَفُهُمْ بِأَهْلِهِ
Subhanallah.
Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the most perfect amongst the believers in Iman is he who possesses good character and is lenient towards his family.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Subhanallah, this is a beautiful hadith for the sake of encouragement. If we need motivation, here is the motivation. What's stopping us? I mean, there is no downside to it. And in another beautiful hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, similarly he states, أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا وَخَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِنِسَائِهِمْ. The perfect amongst the believers in Iman is he who possesses good character, and the best of you is he who is good towards his wife.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And who's the person who will be closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Another beautiful hadith. We all love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have his devotees. And who doesn't want to be closer to the beloved of Allah subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What it takes? What's the cost of it? He says, Inna min ahabbikum ilayya wa aqrabikum minni majlisan yawm al-qiyamati أَحَاسِنَكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. That dearest to me from amongst you and the closest to me on the day of judgment will be those who possess good characters.
Allahu Akbar.
And then he says, وَإِنَّ أَبْغَضَكُمْ إِلَيَّ وَأَبْعَدَكُمْ مِنِّي مَجْلِسًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الثَّرْثَارُونَ وَالْمُتَشَدِّقُونَ وَالْمُتَفَيْهِقُونَ.
Allah.
And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and the ones farthest from me will be the gossipers, those who rant, and al-mutafayhiqoon, ones from amongst you. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, we know what is al-thartharoon, al-mutashadiqoon, but we do not know what is al-mutafayhiqoon. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it means the arrogant.
Allahu Akbar.
These, if one possesses these characters, they will not be closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they will be further away from him. And on that day, we need him the most.
Allahu Akbar.
It will be our loss because of our flawed character. We will be given distance from the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes. If there is someone who thinks, okay, I do this, I do that, I do all these good things, so I don't have to be good to anyone. I'm already doing so much of good. Remember, your character is part of your personality. Whatever good you do actively, your actions, that is something else. But your character, this is part of your personality. Your physical self, as it is with you, your limbs, and all your body parts, your organs, similarly your character is always with you. And it is active with you all the time. So as long as we are breathing, our character is with us.
Subhanallah.
Once in a while we do good, alhamdulillah. But due to having sound character, you'll find yourself doing more and more virtuous deeds every step of the way.
Yes.
If you have a good character, subhanallah, you will see a Muslim brother, it will make you happy. You will smile. Which is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And smile is charity.
Yes.
And every good action is charity, subhanallah. And then you will see people, because you don't have any malice against your fellow Muslim brothers, you will be the first one to make salam. Assalamu alaikum.
Subhanallah.
You will be the first one to say, how are you? You will be first one to shake hands, subhanallah. You'll be the first one to go and hug him and recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all of these virtues, how are you gaining it?
Yeah.
By having a sound character.
And together with that, Muhammad, you know, having a sound character and having a good character, then one will find, you know, this peace in his home. One will find peace, harmony and love in one's home. I mean, imagine if parents enter home, right? And let's suppose that their character is good, and when they enter home, they are bringing in all of that positivity inside, and this will have an impact on the kids as well. This will have an effect on the kids, and the kids will see this. They will also grow up with this positivity, and they will also have good character embedded in them. Why? Because they are seeing their parents having good character. They are not seeing their parents angry. They are not seeing their parents arguing. They are not seeing their parents hating anybody, etc. So all of it plays a very major and a very big role, because according to one's character, especially at home and with kids at home, especially one should be very mindful of how they portray themselves at home. Because many a times we see that those who are outside their homes, right, maybe in a workplace or wherever it may be, but outside the home, we see when they meet fellow Muslims, we won't say all, but we'll say some. When they meet other people, then they often smile. They are good towards them. They are kind towards them, loving, you know. They show them utmost love and muhabba and affection and whatnot. And when they go home, it is the total opposite. Now they are like have another face altogether. They are two-faced. Outside they are someone else. Inside the home they are somebody else, where they are hurting their family members, arguing with their family members, etc. So this is something, you know, which causes a huge downfall in one's home. And you wouldn't see that, you know, that unity that needs to be there. Why? Because it boils down to not having good character.
Truly, I mean, if someone has that kind of trait, that kind of character, that is forced. Right. That is an outer persona.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're wearing good clothes to go out.
Yeah.
And then when you come, you change your clothes. You change your character.
So you continue.
So that's not your genuine self.
Yeah.
That is your fake self that you are portraying to the people out there. Look, I'm good.
Right. And you want that attention. Yes. The person wants the attention. Attention seeker.
Exactly. And some people, they have coined this term, I'm people's person.
Ah.
And some of them, when they say I'm people's person, they mean that when I'm outside with people, I'm good.
Uh-huh.
But when I go back to my family, it's a different story altogether.
Mm-hmm.
So be a genuine person. If you want to smile, have a genuine smile. Don't have a fake smile. Let's say, for example, a shopkeeper who's not really concerned about his customers.
Right.
And the customer comes and he'll smile at the customer, a forced smile,
mm-hmm.
a made-up smile.
For the sake of it.
Just for the sake of it.
Right.
And then as soon as the customer leaves, he's face down. And then he will start maybe even gossiping about that person.
Oh, wow.
This person who came here, he didn't even buy anything.
Mm.
But to the customer's face, he didn't say anything. He showed that he's happy to receive that customer and to have that customer in the shop. But then he starts to complain to his workers, to his employees, you know, this person, he just came, he was window shopping, he went away. And you are accumulating all these sins in your account just by showing this flaw in your character, because you're not genuine.
So it can't be considered that that person has good character.
Yes. And if the customer had to know the genuine self of this person, he would have no customers to begin with.
Allah.
Who would want to go to somebody
so
who's always sour, permanently? So we need to have a persona or a genuine character, not a persona that you wear it. Mm. In the morning, you go out, and then in the evening when you come back, you peel it off, you throw it away. A personality that is genuine. If you smile at somebody, it is a genuine smile. You see it. You feel it. Even within yourself. And the other person also feels it, that this brother is happy to see me.
Allah.
And then smile is contagious, subhanAllah. Yeah. And if it's genuine, it is more contagious.
SubhanAllah.
And then the other person will smile and mashallah. And this is how all our differences are put aside.
Mm.
One smile can do so much of good.
Yeah.
If it is genuine.
You know, they say one smile, one genuine smile,
yes,
can actually change the life of a person.
And genuine apology at the same time. If there's something that happened between you and somebody, your colleague or anybody, it could be in the family setting, your siblings, and you genuinely apologized. Brother, I feel that, you know, I did you wrong.
Hmm.
I think I was wrong. Please forgive me. And you are genuine there. You don't have to butter it nicely, present it, package it nicely, and put it, and well, there's no feeling behind it. And you are using big, big words. You are using fake emotions to express how extremely sorry you are. Yeah. But inside, you don't feel it.
Allah.
then that is not really seeking forgiveness.
It
should
sincere.
Come from here, yes. Even if the words are simple, the person will feel it. You know, simplicity and being genuine, it has its own perks. You can't fool people all the time. You can fool some people sometime. You can't fool all the people all the time.
Yes.
One day you'll get caught. And those people who are fake, the veil comes off one day. And people see the real self behind the mask. What would you do then? So be a genuine person who follows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who emulates the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and presents himself in the community, in the family, wherever he goes, as a true ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following into his footsteps.
You know, Mullah Sahib, especially when the character is tested, you know, I mean, that's the real time where we come to know about the character of a person.
Yes.
You know, where maybe someone irritated another person, right? And the person, he has maybe anger issues, or he took off with that person. That was the time now to really show your character, who you are. Not other times where it's not needed, in places where it's not needed, in situations where it's not needed. The time when you need to show patience, the time where you need to be forgiving, at that time you are not forgiving, at that time you are not tolerant, then what is the point of showing it at other times?
You mean your natural response?
Yeah,
in the raw form, response, yes.
Your instincts. At that time, if it's not coming out, then that person has to, you know, rest assured that my character is bad. I need to fix this, I need to fix that.
I mean, the person's patience is tested when somebody aggravates him. The person's outer, you know, outlook in of life is tested when he's put in a situation, a difficult situation.
Yes.
If you are cozy, you can be at your best character, yes. But the true personality of yours shines when it is put through a test. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was put through so many trials and tests, as you have just mentioned about the conquest of Makkah. What happened when they saw his genuine mercy, subhanallah, mercy unto the universe,
Allah,
and they saw it in its practical form, that those who even attempted to assassinate, they conspired to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he even forgave those people.
Subhanallah.
Let alone those who hurt him, who threw stones at him. They tried to assassinate him just before the migration. And he forgave those people. Who killed his Sahaba, he forgave those people. Those who tortured his family, he forgave those people. Those who made Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Banu Hashim and his family starve for 3 years in Shami Abi Talib, he forgave those people. Subhanallah. And that's not all. It continues.
Yeah.
Subhanallah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we just mentioned the hadith that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the battle and his Mubarak tooth became shaheed. At that point in time, what is the first response that comes to a person's mind when somebody threw arrows at you and that broke your teeth? What is the first thing you say? You make dua for that person? What is it that, what is the natural response?
Any other ordinary human being, I mean, first response is to
Blurt out.
Yeah. You'll take off with that person.
Yes. You will totally go berserk in that moment in time. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is bleeding. And at that moment in time, he said, Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la
ya'lamun.
Wallah, guide my nation.
This incident, it is so profound, and there is such an important lesson in this for us to derive. And that is, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not take revenge. And if a person had to be put in such a situation today, what would be the outcome? Now we see, if someone throws a stone at someone, the person will pick up 10 stones or maybe one brick for that matter and throw it back at the person. You know, this is our situation now. Someone does something light to us, we want to do 10 times more to that person. This is our situation. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, be patient, don't take revenge. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his entire life did not take revenge on anyone for any personal matter.
Subhanallah.
I mean, can you imagine the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the character of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At least a little ounce of it.
Inshallah.
And that will inshallah suffice us for life.
Subhanallah.
And that will be a means for salvation. A Muslim, an Ummah, is he, if you want to have your own identity, follow the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that he is our identity. So as a Muslim, we are to hold fast onto the character and the manners of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and therein lies our salvation. Inshallah azza wa jal, keep reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.